What made this a good fit here, Corey?
I visited several teams. Got a contact for me from long distance and stuff, and I just, after talking to John Fox and just sitting down and just going over the scheme of D-line coaches and just hearing his energy, his exuberance, and where they're trying to go, it's pretty much easy decision. When I sat back and thought about everything that every person that I talked to had said.
Yeah. A little odd doing all that while camps were open. Strange doing all that process while training camps were already open.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the first time I've ever been with a different team, and kind of went through the gamut there for a while, and got to experience a little free agency there, I mean, it was kind of crazy just being in, you know, three or four different cities in a matter of 3 days, 4 days. But all in all, man, I'm happy to be here.
How tough was it starting with the up downs there right away at the start of practice?
Oh, that about killed me. It's an initiation. You know, that's how you build camaraderie. It's our first day out here, and everybody does it. So it was good to just be out here, and I know we'll get cracked on a little bit for showing how tired we was or how wounded we was during those up downs. But all in all, man, this initiation is fun. It's part of the game. Everybody's happy to be out here.
Ty, where are you at physically? I mean, after missing all last year, 0 to 100%. Where are you?
I feel real good. I think I just after a year, just kind of feel foreign with the pads on. Football is football at the end of the day, so I just get in there and mix it up and just feel like I never left.
And Broncos are planning on using you all up and down the line, different schemes, especially if they go 3-4. Are you looking forward to that, playing all up and down the line?
Well, you know, that's still to be determined. Right now I'm just trying to learn the defense and see where we go from there. But I'm here to contribute in whatever way they need me to.
How did it feel to be out there and finally practicing after having to stand around and what's going to happen?
it's definitely feel good to be out there with a pair of guys, young guys, ambitious guys, and the coach, John Fox, and Coach Allen, and all the pieces to the puzzle here. It's just good to be back out there again after missing a year.
Coach Fox has said for a while that he's happy to get you here. I mean, excited to get here and play for him. I'm sure the excitement's pretty high for you right now.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I'm just trying to take it all in, the playbook and everything like that, so I can contribute in the best way I can, and try to make an impact on this defense.
It's been a little different for you. Some of these guys have been standing on the sidelines here for days waiting to get on the field.
But yeah.
What was it like for you, to wait and kind of be out of a camp and then all of a sudden just jump in there today?
It was different. It's the second team that I've been on. And during that time, I was, visiting teams and things like that because I had became a free agent and stuff like that. So it was different, definitely.
What about the Broncos? Did you like, you look at other teams, what attracts you about this place?
Well, I know they're solid from the top down. I know that they have been for years. I always have been competitive in AFC, in the league. And after talking to, John Fox, the coaches, their vision, feeling their energy about where they're trying to go, just an easy decision.
How do you feel about the pieces along the defensive line that you're also playing with?
I feel good about it. There's some new pieces. I'm one of the new pieces, and we're just trying to come and gel together and try to work cohesively as a group.
You know their names yet?
I know. I'm learning. I'm learning them. It's the first day.
Does that help you? I mean, you're learning a whole new locker room that there's a lot of new pieces on the D-line kind of learning each other at the same time.
Well, yeah, I'm a football fan, so I've always watched from afar. We've competed with these guys. When I was up in Boston, and also just watching opposing offenses, you see their defense, you see the guys out on the field playing, so you know the guys, you just haven't been in the same setting with them.
You did visit Kansas City, right? Did you?
I visited a number of teams, but that's history. Okay. I'm with Denver now.
You got a fellow Aggie behind you. Kid's pretty highly rated. What do you think of Von Miller?
I think a lot of the kid. I watched him for a while. He's explosive. I think he's going to do some great things in this league.
Ty, it was hard to miss you, number 76, out there. But when you're doing those up downs, I was kind of focusing on you. You look like me doing push ups, kind of cheating a little. Were you cheating a little bit there?
I didn't know about the whole initiation thing. So yeah, you know, you try to time them up a little bit, but. All in all, you still got to do all 20 of them. So
were you getting to a full stand? Because it kind of looked bent at the waist.
Yeah, I was kind of. I think you're right.
And hip, you feel 100% about that?
I feel fine. I'm out here with my teammates. I'm looking to try to achieve one common goal, and that's just try to string some good practices together, learn my teammates, learn my plays, and just let the chips fall where they may.
What's it been since like last August since you actually practiced? I mean. It must be not only, you know, getting back on the field because of the CBA stuff, but I mean, it's been a year since you've been on. I mean, what was it like for you to just get back in that?
You know, a little bit foreign, but you know, as I said, you know, football is football, and you know, it don't take long. It don't take long. It's always gonna be rust to knock off, whether I played last year or I didn't. You know, but I played for a while now, and so it won't take long.
When did you feel healthy? I mean, that you could, you know, basically do everything.
I got cleared a while ago. And so I just been continuing to work out, you know, doing everything they told me I can do, which was everything. So that's what I've been doing.
Thanks. Thanks, Anton.